But the evil was in the bad people who abused it, not in the feudal system. And so the system, Arthur doesn't have to change the system. He might have to tinker with it, you know, kind of like what I think we've tried to do in the United States with the idea of term limits. That maybe our form of government's all right, but the problem is if somebody's the U.S. representative from the 8th District of Tennessee for 104 years, that maybe that's not good because they'll be chair of the Appropriation Committee for 73 of those. You know, kind of like the case of Senator Byrd from West Virginia. I don't know if you ever driven through West Virginia. West Virginia's about a third concrete highways now. There's more public works to that state, which probably very few people pass through. So, you know, let's fix some of these things, and it's going to be Arthur's destiny to fix some of the evil in the present system. Hector's kind of a Renaissance guy. You know, he's kind of a complete person. They tell us on 132... he's a farmer, he's a military man, he's a sportsman, and a hunter. And again, we continue for the rest of this chapter with this interlude about a hunt that's going to go on. And so we kind of get a social view of life in Sir Ector's world after reading this depressing chapter about the ants. There is some little stuff they keep mentioning over on 135 when he talks about the woods that are there they're going to hunt in. He mentions again the beast Glatasant, who's going to become important again on several occasions. There's just a really humorous scene later in the book. And also he mentions the unicorn again.